Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Chopping It Up with Chalk. This is Chalk. Yesterday, I had asked for you guys, you know, to kind of chime in and let me know what some of your favorite restaurants or eateries were. Also, on the second episode, I gave some of my favorite places. It was just a few. But let me tell you all about last night. It was real, on the spur of the moment, spontaneous. We went to a place called Grady's on 14th Street in Northwest D.C., and so it was because we were looking for, like, you know, lamb burgers or something different to eat. So this place popped up in the Google. So we decided to go. Well, at first glance, you know, it was one of the neighborhood spots. So it's like, okay, cool. It looks cool enough. Went in. It was rustic. Gave us like what's that? Like the Elk Lodge feel. They had, it's cute if you're into that. It didn't like freak me out. If you're not into like animal heads and, you know, animals being stuffed and mounted on walls, it's your thing. But it was very, the lights, you know, were kind of dim. It was a whole, you know, just kind of whole feel. It was cool though, but like I said, it gives you kind of like an Elk Lodge feel, a rustic feel, because they definitely serve like the bison burgers and things like that. They also had like we were looking for lamb burgers. They definitely had the lamb burgers and other options on their menu. Well, anyway, we went in. The staff was amazing. very friendly people. The bar was more full because when we went, it was kind of late. I had just got off work. Like I said, it was a spontaneous moment. I just finished up with some clients massaging on bodies. So, you know, just grab me something to eat off the late night. But it was really, really cool. They had an array of like beers, definitely some cocktails. The pricing, about average, pretty cool. I ordered what they have. It's called the Grady's Burger. It's a bison burger, like a bison cheeseburger loaded. If you go to my Facebook page under, it's Chalk Chalk, C-H-O-C-C-H-O-C on Facebook. If you can go on there and you kind of see some video footage that I did, some pictures of the lamb burger and also the Grady's burger that I got. The lamb burger, it was also really good, hearty. It had like some curry flavoring, so it gave you that kick. My only thing is that because we like our meats well done, the way they cooked it, it was slightly dry. It wasn't horribly dry too, whereas I was like, oh my God, this burger's so dry or any of that. No, it was slightly dry, and I get it, because some meats that you cook or the way it's prepared, you know, it's, you know, it dries out. Everybody doesn't have that method down. I get it. But overall, the food was great. Anybody who knows me knows I love French fries. So they gave me a nice portion of French fries, which I did appreciate. they had, like I said, the cocktails. If you're into cocktails, they have a really nice array of cocktails, a really nice array of beers. I was just kind of reading over some of the names. They had this one beer called, I got 99 problems, but a peach ain't one. Ha, too funny. It's a peach beer. I don't drink beer, but I've never heard of peach beer. But if you're into it, definitely it's a place to check out. Again, it's just one of the local spots that sits on 14th Street in Northwest DC. The address is 2210 14th Street Northwest. The bartender, Kevin, is an amazing guy. Our waiter was really cool. They were very attentive. I don't know. I believe the young man was Marty. I don't know if he's an owner or manager or what, but he was there. I believe it was Marty. I'm sorry, you all. But he was really cool, very accommodating, just like the whole staff. Everybody was great. So definitely they do a happy hour. Oh, and they don't open until 4 o'clock. The ratings on Google, their Google review ratings, they're at a 4.7. Just to kind of give you a feel, they don't have a website. They do have an Instagram page, and I also believe they have a Facebook page. If you want to kind of look them up and check them out. And of course, you can always go on Google or Yelp and get some more reviews and everything. But yeah, definitely just kind of one of those places, they're doing a lot in DC as far as adding a lot of the restaurants. Like I stated on a couple of the other episodes yesterday, how we have so many new eateries and restaurants. We have cafes, we have some of everything, ice cream shops, and especially along the 14th Street corridor and the U Street, that's one of the cross streets as well, just all down in that area. They have really built up, they're still building, adding more and more places, just local neighborhood places that you can go in, grab a bite to eat, late night eats, or brunches, happy hours. It's definitely something to check out. But yeah, let me know what you guys, where you guys go, excuse me. Let me know where you go. And if you've been to Grady's and you live in the area, let me know what you think. Definitely put it out there. Give me some places where I can go that I may have not been to. I would love to hear from you all. Chime in. Let me know. Even if you're like out of state, I do some traveling. So maybe, I come to your city. I can pop in on those places too. You guys have an amazing day. Fantastic Friday. Make your weekend great. And I'll be talking to you soon. All right, Chalk is signing out.